From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Most of southern Colorado remains under a winter storm warning. In El Paso County, a full call-out of snowplows and graders was expected to start work on primary roads at 2 a.m. this morning. Colorado Springs plows are also on a full call-out, with primary routes taking priority. The Colorado Department of Transportation has crews on shift as well, with around 160 plows in service per shift across southeastern Colorado. El Paso County administrative offices are closed today, as is the El Paso County Courthouse. The Salvation Army Winter Warming Shelter in Colorado Springs is expected to remain open today with extended hours. Colorado saw a significant drop in the number of pertussis or whooping cough cases in 2015. Following 3 years of sometimes epidemic levels, last year had 914 cases reported and no deaths. Dr. Lisa Miller is the director of the state's Division of Disease Control. She says pertussis is cyclical, so it's not surprising.
The pertussis sort of goes through what we call susceptible population, and we don't have as many susceptible people anymore, and so rates go down until there is again more susceptible people, and we might expect the rates to go up again. So we do see this cycle with pertussis.
Miller says most of the cases were in babies less than 6 months old. Half of them were hospitalized. They're the most vulnerable to the disease, which is why pregnant women are advised to get the vaccine to pass on their immunity to very young babies. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.